too many things been planted in the church that was not ordained by God. It's man's structure. And performance hold off his presence. He don't come. He don't come. It got to be real. And I think it's a ministerial fault, leaders. I think it's a 5-4 ministry gift fault. It's not the people's fault. It's the 5-4 ministry gift is our fault. So I'm writing that bracket too. But on the back of Brother Hagin's book, it says, bring gold back into the temple. Now watch what he says. I got to find the scripture. Man has done in this day the same thing was done in King Rehoboam days in the Old Testament. The enemy came in and stole the gold out of the temple of the Lord. Then King Rehoboam came along and substituted brass for gold. You see it? You see that? And so Christians have done the same thing today. They have substituted the goal of the temple, God's plan, purpose, and pursuit for his New Testament church for the brass of the world. Listen to what he says. For the brass of the world, let's see. Public pursuit for the brass of the world. Today they have brought in the church worldly and fleshly demonstration and substituted that for the real moving of God's Spirit. See that? And that impureness instead of promoting the Holy Ghost, it provoked the Holy Ghost. And so tangible anointing is on me 24 hours a day now. I mean, I'm just doing everything to keep from crying now. It's Spirit God in which he wants the church to function and operate in his the pureness of his presence. Okay? Now, it says, and I'm sorry, they have brought into the church worldly and fleshly demonstrations and substituted that for the real moving of God's Spirit. The next great spiritual outpouring that God wants to bring up on the earth will require that man by lay aside, that man lay aside his own plan, purpose, and pursue the true worship of God. The body of Christ is in the shadow waters of a new beginning of God's glory manifested in the earth. But that new wave of God's blessing can only occur as the body of Christ get the brass out of the temple. And then Brother Hagin wrote four things here. He says, plan, purpose, and pursuit. What's your purpose? A change in the order of worship. Now watch what he says next. Reverence, the key to God's presence and power. Reverence, key to God's presence and power. And then he said, paying the price. And so another thing was revealed to me. I had it advertised because I'm teaching on maturity. And I had it advertised, these boys advertising and letting the people know, possibly going to a special ministry. Brother Hagin had a dream and a vision. And it was right before camp meeting in 1993. God showed him the outpouring and what was going to happen in the meeting. And he said to God, he said, why you didn't tell me earlier so I could put out advertisement? God says, I didn't tell you because I don't want no sensational seekers. I wanted the people who wanted to be there so you can go ahead and minister because them sensational seekers will block the flow of the Holy Ghost. They're just looking for something to jump around. They're not looking for the truth. And so, In dealing with that, I will be dealing with maturing in the high calling of God. And I can't wait. But I got this one statement I want to give you all and let you all know what is happening. I think these words will open us to a new trend and a new development of yielding to the Spirit. The first word is worship. And the Lord just gave me words to go with that. God's presence. Worship is all worship and praise, but worship is the word, is God's presence. God, see, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And so worship supposed to bring our pureness out. We got it in us, but it got to be drawn out. So the presence of God. And then the word, now worship and the word, if they collide, the word not going to come out as powerful as it should come out. Okay. Worship is preparation for the word. So here's what the word says. Worship God present, word Jesus present. Then the third W is the wind. That's the Holy Ghost, Spirit, power. See, so you got to, those things have to correlate. In the church, they have not at large as an apostle of Jesus Christ. I've traveled all over the world. I've seen it, but I didn't know what I was looking at. Okay? Then the next thing is, now, if you don't have these three in the beginning right, you'll never get to the next one. If you don't have worship, the word, and the wind blowing right, you'll never get to the next W, which is will, God's will. And that means submitted. And then it will produce another thing called wisdom. And I got down here, wisdom to flow. Wisdom to flow. You see, you listen to me? You have, and then, and now the works can be carried out properly. Look at the stage now. We got worship, we got the word, we got the wind, we got the will of God, we got the wisdom of God. Then, remember he said in John 14, 12, the work I do, shall you do also greater work than these shall you do because I go to my Father? Well, the church, because of not yielding to the direction of the Holy Spirit, the enemy has come in the church and substituted brass for gold. We can understand that, right? And so we got to bring the gold is yielding to the Spirit that the Spirit of God now can manifest. I'm more anointed now than I was 30 years ago. I had an anointing got contaminated for about 30 years. I came into the church and the church was, now this might not be a word, but it'll fit me this morning. Fix a lot, fix, like friction, like no, like fiction, like fake stuff. And here, see, you can have a plan scripturalized and it's not God's plan. Now, that's a powerful thing. I want you to hear that. See, because sometimes people think when they got scripture and the scripture correlating with what they believe. So, see, you can have plans scripturalized. We got nine scriptures to back you up. Marvel 2, 3, we didn't know we got it. But it's not God's plan because you never heard him. You never heard him. You went and put some stuff together because you knew it. You see what I'm saying? And so the pureness, I believe, sometimes is the clumsiness. I don't have to have all my I's dotted, all my T's crossed. Sometimes that's irritate the functioning of the Spirit. Paul, the apostle, taught us that, and he says in 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5, very important. You know, it didn't come with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. He said, I was among you with weakness, fear, and trembling. And it was not that he was not an educated man, he was, but you're not educated in the Spirit. See, the thing in the Spirit, you got to be submitted, not educated. you got to be your infirmities and your, another word, dumbfoundness, where you know you don't know what the glory want to do. See what I'm saying? Now there'll be people coming from the east, west, the north, and the south for protection, for provision. All right, they'll be coming because the cry in the whole world system, apostolically speaking, is for the spiritual government of God to come back to the church. What have happened when I talked to you all on my last setting, I said a powerful statement that it was real powerful to me. The three facets of our relationship with God is calling, inheritance, and power. And because of a mixing of the presence of God polluted it, and we put inheritance first. If you listen to all the preaching, a lot of preaching, my preaching too, preaching to try to get everybody to get their inheritance, what about their calling? See, the calling first. When you understand the calling, the inheritance and the power will be right on your back. But you can't switch them around. And he's told us, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe, be baptized, shall be saved. And the four walls, I heard Junior say it, but the four walls, the church got in the four walls. We've been the four walls for centuries. And we've been calling, witnessing it, by your head, you see, after the preacher preach. Anybody want to accept the Christ? There ain't no witnessing. Ain't nobody here. Nine out of ten of the people are Christian. Probably more than that, a bigger race than that. You see what I'm saying? So that's not there. So what's going to begin to happen now, y'all be getting phone calls, people be flocking. Not because of me. It's because me out the way. And the glory is sitting here right now, the glory of God. I just all over my body, it's tangible. The presence of God. And it is so powerful where the church is going at this hour. Things will get more. I picked up the newspaper this morning, you know. I was going to read it. The Lord said, why would you contaminate yourself? Put that down. First thing he got on the front of the page, little baby got shot, killed. Well, I want to say, put it down. He said, put it down. Stay with my word. You're anointed. Leave it alone. So I want to get y'all in advance to have those words, and you'll watch it. You can watch it from now on. When the pureness of heart is available, there's a divine production that will be taking place all the time. Divine, the divinity of God will make himself available. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost will sit in this sanctuary. Will sit in you. And the old things are gone and the new things has come. So now, there's a word that have left the church. Is you got a substitute word for it. The substitute word is ritual. It's coming to me as I speak. But the real word is reverence. And when rituals take the place of reverence, the revelation of righteousness is nowhere around. So here Brother Hagin say, I'll repeat it again. Reverence, it's got 1983. Key to God's presence and power. So Satan's ideal in the body of Christ at large is to put ritual worship. All over the world, I've seen it in foreign countries, I've seen it. The body of Christ is suffering because It is no form of fashion. See, I thought I was awkward. I might walk out there and cut everything out. Just cut it out. But that was the Holy Ghost working me up to this point, to this day, where the substitution can be taken out of the body of Christ. I'll give you another one since I'm just rolling here. Stop substituting brass for gold in worship. Reverence is the key to God's presence and power. Satan put a pandemic in the church. When it comes down to worship, he put a lot of other things that are detrimental to our soul. See what I'm saying? Or to our seeing, our soul and our seeing the real presence of God. And so I'm so excited. I haven't been this excited in, ooh, my Lord, because it seemed like I got my groove back. I could sit up here and start preaching y'all on the glory of falling yet, knock every one of y'all out. Knock me out. I might get knocked out before I finish. because the pure... The pure presence of God is priceless. I just think about all the churches and that have never seen it, will never see it. They never see it. Listen to what I said about this, but you can have a plain scripturalized. You can have 9 scriptures with it, and it's not the plan of God. Now you see, you're talking to an elementary, a novice who come into church. That novice said, man, it's a scripture. Yeah, but you took the scriptures and put it to that, and you have not consulted God. You see what I'm saying? And God wanted to do something else with it. So now you praying and struggling with it, it never come to pass. It come to pass backwards. Didn't benefit you and your family and your loved one. So that's a depth there beyond measurement now. See. And then when God made this mention over Jesus, that Jesus would have the Spirit without measure, we haven't seen that yet. That belonged to us. When we get that calling, that inheritance, and that power in place, we will start functioning in the Spirit without measure. The Spirit, here's what I hear the Holy Ghost saying, the Spirit has been marginalized in the church. He's doing as much as he can, but there's a lot of provoking by carnality. And that's what Satan wants. He wants to provoke the move of God by putting a substitute in the place of the move of God. You can't do that. Can't do that. Now this is an apostolic church. So there are going to be some cringing of some of the things that we're going to have to do. They're not going to be naturally understandable. You have to understand them through the Spirit. So they that worship him must worship him how? In spirit and truth. Well, that's the whole spectrum of God. God is the Spirit. So the whole spectrum of God is our infirmities flowing with his infinity. See, he's an infinite God, infinite God. And so infinite means he's endless. No limit, no impossibility. And so when we put our infirmities in that, we begin to operate in the Spirit without measure. That's all I do. You know, put the Apostle Paul there. The Apostle Paul dumped his infirmities. I never heard it before. I'm hearing the Spirit now. Dumped his infirmities into God's infinity. I'm saying that word right? Yeah, he's the infinite God, right? And that's my first time hearing that. But that is powerful. You know that? That's the key. That's the key. When that happened, the impossibles, plural, become possible. And that's what we need to do. And that, what, I ask you a question then. What caused Satan to be kicked out of heaven? One word. P-R-I-D-E. And see, what happened is, like, I bought two cars yesterday for our anniversary, celebrating our anniversary, and they're special. But it, if they would make me proud, it would interrupt my walk with God. But I know they're not that precious. The most precious thing I have is my relationship with Jesus. And so when you function in your infirmities, God will give you anything you want. But if he's going to make you act like you God, per se, and you're infinite, and you and nobody else can do this, no, you should be doing it for an example that others can see it could be done. And keep everything in its place. Keep everything in its place, you see what I'm saying? See, I treat my neighbors right. Even though I'm staying in that bigger state where I stay at. But my neighbors still my friends. I wave at them, laugh, talk with them. Some of them don't handle it too good, but I still love them. I still walk with them. You see what I'm saying? That's important now. I would say nine out of ten, but I might have to go cut that one up in pieces, have not heard this. And does not understand this, because this is not head advice. This is a heart operation. See. Because a lot of time I think what's going on in the church, we're getting advice. But when we come here, Shetorolo Mama Sikatala, the spirit wants to operate. Why people can't make changes they want to make is because the church has not produced the atmosphere for the welcoming of God. God want to hear us say, right now, you're welcome. Take over. I don't know nothing. And his presence here right now. See? Because he know he's welcome. He says in his word, in many scriptures, don't ever try to take my glory. And then for that to happen, I got to know I'm weak. See what I'm saying? I can't be all strong in myself. Okay, then I'm saying, I really don't need you. So these little jerking prayers and all that stuff don't mean nothing if your heart is not submitted to the direction that the Holy Ghost wants you to go. It may be against the grain of the people, against the grain. That's what they're here for. They're here to get their hair cut. They're here to get their hair fixed. You see what I'm saying? When I use hair and I want to use physical things to let you know, they're here to get groomed in the spirit. And so I've been assigned to the whole body of Christ. Now some receive, some not, but that's what technology do now. The whole body of Christ, we're here to get a chance to preach it, get a chance to taste this and hear this and understand this and begin to function. And then I hear the Spirit of God says, Oh my. There's a lot of functioning with no flow in. Whew, I'm going to need a copy of this, Chantel. There's a lot of functioning with no flow in. And so the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and the period is put in place, but God never said nothing. See? So, am I entertained or have I entered in? Wow. Church at large. Talk about the church at large. See, now I'm gonna have to bathe my churches. The churches under me, I'm gonna bathe them. They're going down in the water, partner. They're gonna get baptized again. That they understand that we're really not reaching the people what it should be touched at. All right. We can't be just like when they award them things to those them singers and all that and the actor of the year and all that. Huh? Yeah. See, we can't be a premier. We have to be different because we're on another we're in another arena, for lack of a better word. When reality meet ritual, ritual is knocked out. See, I heard somebody, well, my cartel is sata. Somebody say, I want the real deal. Say it. I want the real deal. See, we need to put that in the atmosphere. The Lord want to hear us say that. That's why I'm going to call y'all in here as my inner staff here. I want the real deal. I want the real move. I want the real manifestation of God. I want my real word to help my weaknesses. Because we all got weaknesses. Okay. Now, that's going to be a few minutes. Measure. The spirit without measure means manifestation without measure. See. So, remember I talk about I heard this. Remember I talk about the circling on last meeting? I talk about how the church going in a circling mode. And I heard the word circus. The church had been so much. Now, you know, some good things been done. You understand? But at large, the church been sort of like a circus because it's a performance. And you're waiting for the acrobats to come out. See, that shouldn't be in the church. So that's just where we are. So the lineup here is the faith, foolishness, and presumption. Am I operating in faith? Am I operating in foolishness? Or am I presuming this is what God wants? And then the other end is prophetical. Plans, purpose, and pursue. And you're not going to be able to discern either one if the spirit is not functioning and flowing or flowing like he should flow. Do you see it? So that's where we are. So when you see me making changes, you see me flowing in different direction. Don't be afraid, because there's more lie ahead, plenty of stuff. Father, we thank you as I talk to the staff today. Help them to be pre-prepared for your presence like never before. In their own personal lives, they will begin to see more pregnancy of your will, and they'll be able to carry the baby. You speak to them in dreams and vision, and may they operate in the gifts, the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge and the discerning of spirits. And may they begin all through the day to recognize every call and every action they take. They got to have things in order that you can manifest yourself to those people on the line, manifest yourself to anybody who come, bring something or visit this ministry, because you're about to move among us with the Spirit without measure. The church is crying for this. And in this season and in this millennium period, the church will have to function in your spirit without measure. That's why the Lord Jesus couldn't be stopped, couldn't be tricked, because he's constantly functioning in contact with you in the spirit, and he's functioning in the spirit without measure. I pray this upon the Word of Life, every member of this church, every connection to this ministry, and then I pray for the whole body of Christ, that the crisis would leave and the Christ can come and be Lord of Lord and King of King. All of this facilities and all the things you've given us, land, and we return it back to you right now. Let your plan, your purposes, we pursue. We're listening to you, what you want to do. Whatever here, we'll give it away. Whatever you want us to do, we'll give it. Whatever, what is all in your hand. I know you have a plan. So thank you right now that you're touching all of our hearts in the right way, that we understand this is about your business. This is not about my business. This is not about your business. It's about my business. It's about your business, not nobody else's business. And so let it flow. Not only that, Lord, let it glow. Not only that, Lord, let your glory manifest itself all over Darrow in homes. All these new subdivisions built around here. Go into their home. Let the glory flow like a flood, like an overflowing river in the home. Many people, you move here for this church, but circumstances and situations and blockers have stopped them. All color, all walks of life, they begin to show up. I know. Huh? They begin to show up because you cannot conceal, or you cannot contain the movement of your spirit. It floods cities out. Apostle Paul went to many cities, flooded out religious and ritual people, got upset with Jesus, but he still kept doing what you told him to do. So I thank you right now that our gratitude and our attitude and the multitude were mixed together and recognize that you have chosen Word of Life Christian Center to minister to the churches all over the world. I thank you for the preparation period you've given us over the years. And Father, we want to please you, and we want to thank you for what you have said to us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right.
So, whatever this name is, Shish, that's the same word? Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasure of the house of the Lord. Now, Satan, let's see it right now. This is what Satan did. He stole our connection of the Lord and the treasure of the king's house. He took all. What? He carried away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. My goodness. How far ago did we go? To the tent? Instead of which, King Rehoboam made shields of brass and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard that kept the entrance of the king's house. So you see the substitute, right? See, God had gold there. But by not asking God what to do, he put brass. And so it was unreal.
Right.
brass looked like gold. That's good. And it looked like gold and is unreal. Yeah, I mean, in other words, if you go to cash it in to a professional,
say,
314, all right. Chantel told you that. 314. All right, let's see what 14 verse says. Verse 14, yeah. And he did evil because he prepared, oh my goodness, couldn't hardly say it. He prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. That's just what I said. I hadn't read that. What is that? Wow, wow. So that's what? That's what we've been doing in the church. Right? Yes, yes, yes. Well, you see it or not, yes. Oh, at large. I'm talking about large. I'm talking about churches with 20,000 members. Now, in saying that, that's one of the reasons Brother Hagin stood out. Because his intention always was to move in the spirit. I read about him this morning. Because of his inability, at 17, he was supposed to die. And so they're just waiting for him to die. So days and days. So what he did, he started praying in the night, because the people were sitting in the day. And he sometimes pray all night. And that's when the Lord started showing him things. But some things the church is not going to get if the apostolic, and I'm not talking about me, the apostolic office don't give it to them. They're not going to get it. The reason they're so weak and so sick, and I'm not talking about physical sickness, just sick, and do so many things out of the will of God, is because they're powerless. They're powerless. See, if you got something, I got something right now. I got a lot of buttons in this car I don't know nothing about. So it's not, the boy's going to look and show me what button to push. I found a button to change the radio station, but I couldn't find it coming down yet. I don't know where it's at. So things like that, you know what I'm saying? In the regular, you just got the button right there. This thing got button this year, button. So what I'm saying is, it's a comparison to the spirit world. Unless the Holy Ghost show you where the button at, you're not going to get on that station. And so it's so powerful. So we have lived, and oh, another thing too, in this millennium, I'm right this time, millennium, this technology age, this information age. What we're doing here at Word of Life, and it took me, I fought it, you see. Baptist boy, you know, I don't need all that. But what we're doing here now is God opened my eye. See, this is sort of like a secretary and a library and everything else to me. I type them outlines out, all my pads. One pad here, one pad at the house, one pad in the other room, and I get into any pad I go to. That is outstanding. So they're using it, so I'm using it to the glory of God. But everything about to move faster. Technology is about to move everything faster. But I didn't, my first time hearing this, I want y'all to remember this. Technology, this is a powerful one here, is not an iota of the Trinity. Technology, Instagram, all of them, cannot keep up with the Trinity. You understand what I'm saying? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Technology can't create no miracle. It's man-made, handmade. But the spirit world is the greatest technology, if you want to use divine technology, that exists. I'll give you, for example, the boy was in a revival. The Lord called him out of the revival and took him in the desert. 8th chapter of Acts. Took him in the desert. The boy came upon a rich man reading in a chariot. The 53rd Psalm, didn't know what he was reading. The Lord told him, get up there and tell him. And he explained to him. The man got saved and baptized. God translated the man. Translated the preacher. Stephen, I think. Took him to another city. When he woke up in another city. See what I'm saying? Technology can't do that. You got to get on a plane. you see that? God just transformed him, to translate him to another city. That's the type of things he wants us to see, but we became too modernized, materialized, manlized, such a word. See what I'm saying? But I'm ready to, I like that one about your infirmities going into God's infinity. That is powerful. I never heard it. I never read that in a book. This is the Holy Ghost brought that out. That is so powerful. If you don't want to stumble or fumble, you're not ready for God. See, he's so vast. The word is sort of like omnipresent, omniscient. He knows everything. So all the time when you're around him, you're going to be fumbling and stumbling. Why? He's totally enlightened. He's hearing me now. I said he's hearing me now. He's total, God is total enlightened, so there's nothing he don't know. So a lot of time we pull up next to him and the stupid signs start blanking. You know, it's blanking your face, dude. Then but then you turn, I'm a partaker of his divine nature. So I have the right to turn stupid off and turn supreme on. You know what I'm saying? That's the exceeding greatness of his promise. We got precious, like precious, 2 Peter. We turn stupid off and turn supreme on. When you yield, Lord, I don't know what to do. I got my eyes on you. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. See, all they have a reason, see. All right.